on? Are we on? Do we have viewers? What's going on?
Nice.
What's that?
Yay!
Yeah. Boo! Yay!
Holy crap.
Yes!
Let's do this.
Woo!
It's the Chaz and AJ After Show. Friday After Show? What the hell is the name of this thing?
Yeah, Friday After Show.
Friday After Show.
Does this sound like we should have, like, cocktails? Like, the After Show? Like, the after party?
No one's stopping you from bringing cocktails for everybody.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just a thought.
Food would be good.
Food would be nice. A little Pekins.
I saw cupcakes outside. I can go steal them.
Do it. That?
I saw cupcakes in the kitchen.
Well, why are you still standing there?
It's got to be that chair. Anybody who's in that chair becomes a food hound.
Yeah. She's great.
It's pretty true.
Right?
Yeah.
Matt Scott, boom. He was a food hound.
True.
Pam, food hound.
Yep.
And now Ashley, food hound.
That's true.
Yeah, it's that about chair.
Yeah, we saw Matt Scott yesterday at that National Guard media.
National Guard media challenge.
Got a whole one.
Don't hold them sideways. That's when you get all the icing falls off. Just so careless.
Glad the important stuff's going on right now.
The problem is.
So, yes, we saw Matt Scott.
Cupcake?
They call me Puka.
Now, are you, is that 2 bites or is that 1 bite?
Oh, that's a show
I was going to do one.
That's a show mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see you do it.
No, but not everybody's watching.
You could do 2 cupcakes at once. Those are easy.
Oh, don't get carried away.
You should do 1 vanilla, 1 chocolate.
There it goes. Now talk.
Delicious.
What's that?
Delicious.
How is it?
Delicious.
Into the mic.
Delicious.
Just so you know, the microphone.
Yeah, that thing.
Rule number one of radio.
I know you knew, but yeah, that thing.
You got to talk before you eat it.
Right.
How is it? Describe the taste.
Vanilla?
Oh.
It tastes cupcakey. Cupcakey. Yeah, it sounds weird to say it like that.
So now Pumpkin Palms is over there like, those things are gross.
No.
No.
See, this is not why even, I'm not touching them.
Not even in
that
the same
brownie,
category.
Peanut butter Oreo love affair was the first choice.
Yours made my nipples hard.
Your nipples are always hard.
I know, but still. That's a Zagat rating right there.
It's funny because on the weekends when AJ's not around, I'll say something and then I'm waiting to hear.
Oh, you miss me.
That voice.
You miss
the
me.
The automatic response.
You right. Miss,
yeah.
It's like every time I talk, right after I'm done, I hear AJ's voice.
You miss me.
And then on the weekend, I'm like, where is that voice?
You know what's weird in the weekends? I won't start a sentence.
Just waiting for someone to say something.
I'll just finish stuff. I'll be like, yeah. You're right.
Right.
Gerald Sheinfeld.
Right.
Sheinland.
Sheinfeld.
Gerald Sheinfeld.
Good. It's starting to wear off. Now I need
Judge
banana
Sheinfeld.
Ramen. Now I need banana ramen. And
what is the deal with all these cases?
Who are these people?
Who are these people? Who are these defendants?
Where is my gavel?
How many gavels does one guy need?
For God's sake, why are you in my courtroom?
Do we really need to bang a hammer on the table to let people know court's beginning?
Did you ever notice?
How about if we just say court's beginning?
Did you ever notice you're in a court and there's a criminal inside?
You're up there. We see you. Let's begin.
And why do I have to wear a robe? I'm sitting in this big desk.
Why? Am I wearing shoes?
I do a horrible Seinfeld.
Me too.
We all do.
Yep. God. So we saw Matt Scott at the National Guard Media Warrior Challenge yesterday.
Yes.
Want to say hello to all the folks with the National Guard.
Yes.
United States Army.
Great people.
Badass men and women.
Yep.
And just the greatest people. Big love for the show there.
Yes.
And I was really impressed at how our team did. We came in second to Fox 61. We beat all the other radio stations. I don't know about this scoring on this because they only beat us at one activity.
Yeah. What was that? Eating?
The punching.
Oh. Yeah, and there's a reason why.
I think they had a couple of people punching, you know, like around the 700 range.
Right.
I think I was like 6 and change.
Right.
Alan was 7. Oh, I have to put the video up of AJ punching.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No.
I did not do so good with that.
So he misses the punching bag.
Oh, completely. AJ.
Everybody laughs.
Did that count?
No.
Okay. The first one was free.
Then I start. Well, they took the best 4 scores. So
yes.
You didn't make it.
No.
So it was probably Alan, Begley, me, Keith, Kristen didn't want to hurt anybody. She didn't want to hurt the punching bag.
But she still did pretty good job.
Was the punching bag the little ones that like rocked
you?
Yeah.
The speed bag.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is not easy, that easy
no,
to hit.
No, it's not.
But like, AJ goes to punch it and he misses completely.
I missed it. Oh, wow.
And then I pull the phone out and Keith goes, well, you missed the best shot. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And then AJ did it again. He missed again.
Because I heard that you needed it, so I did it on purpose. You're welcome.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
No problem.
It's what makes him the best in the world, guys.
Exactly. See, I am a pal. I'm a good player.
How big is it? Because it's not moving when you go up to it.
No, it's not. I have bad aim, okay?
Yeah, it's about the size of a soccer ball.
Right.
Maybe a little smaller.
Yeah. And my hand kept deflecting off of it. I kept like sliding off of it.
There was that. Yes. There was the rock climbing.
Right.
Alan got up in 29 seconds.
Wow.
I climbed it in 39 seconds.
Yep.
And then the pull-ups. I did more pull-ups than our 30-something-year-old army guy.
Yeah, you kicked ass.
Once I heard you didn't have to go all the way down, like I was like, well, we're doing a competition. This isn't about form.
Yeah.
So I pushed out 22.
Which was
the most of anyone there that day, including all the army people.
Yeah.
So I got this.
You got a coin.
Cool.
Coin. And apparently Kristen was saying this is a thing. When you get this coin and you're in the National Guard, this gets you better positions in the National Guard.
Wow.
These coins.
Nice. Yeah.
So this is, I have a little case where I keep certain things. This is going in that case.
That's nice.
Yeah, so
that's,
I have.
That's a treasure like for the rest
of your
life.
That's a big deal,
I have a coin from every branch of the military. I have a 9/11 coin.
Yeah.
Commander's coin of excellence.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
And when you unwrap it, it's chocolate.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, that was awesome. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
Really like I was nice kind of dreading there. It because it's all day. You don't get to sleep.
No.
Whatever. Cry, wham, wham, right? Then you
exactly.
go up and you
boo,
see
boo.
These people who like sign their lives away to protect us. And you're like, oh.
They go in harm's
shit,
way.
Was I just bitching about something?
Right, exactly.
I'm not bitching anymore. Mm. And then we had the best time.
We did.
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah.
Good
no,
people.
It was,
all
it was
badass
good.
And good people.
We ran into a lot of good media people there that we haven't seen in a while. John Pearson, who
right.
apologized for his Monsters Ball.
Yep.
I'm like, hey, everyone has a good time at the Monsters Ball.
Absolutely.
And then there was Matt Scott, who used to be Ashley on the show for a while.
Did he apologize for that?
No.
No,
just
but
kidding, just
yeah,
kidding.
No, but he got engaged.
He did.
I saw.
I didn't know
really?
That.
Yeah,
yeah.
About a year ago, close to a year ago.
Oh, well, it was new information to me.
Yeah.
I remember him on the show. I liked him. He was funny.
It's funny. I ran into Jimmy Altman outside.
Jimmy Altman?
I was in the Challenger, right? And he comes walking over. He like maybe go roll the wind down. I roll the window down. He goes, oh my God, it's it. I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh my God. He goes, I've seen it in your Instagram. He goes, I never seen it in real life. Oh my God, this is awesome. I'm like, okay.
He is the kindest person I've ever met in the media.
He is the best.
He truly is the kindest person.
Yeah.
He's won 33 Emmys.
Jeez,
33.
Oh my God.
33,
Christ.
Yeah. He's like, I have the next one.
I see. Yeah, he did say he'll give us the next one.
Yep.
We have that on tape now.
Yeah. I think there are television stations who haven't won 33 Emmys.
And one dude.
This is one dude.
Yep.
Like, that's how good this guy is.
Yeah, he's the best.
Awesome.
And well-deserved.
I met...
They got to start calling him Jimmy instead of Jimmy.
Who's the friggin' guy who used to do
Nobody?
Afternoons on TIC or KISS, and then he moved over to the country station?
You mentioned his name earlier.
Corey? Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Damon.
Damon, thank you.
So I met Damon Scott.
How do you know that?
He was great.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what the hell, you? No, if you're a fan of radio, you should know all these names.
Right,
but,
right. I just like our station.
Damon Scott, I met him. What a nice guy.
Seemed like a good dude.
Really, so I went up and said hello, and we were chit-chatting. Now, his partner, Corey, used to do that show by herself, or she was on another, I don't remember.
I can't remember exactly, yeah.
All I remember, and I totally forgot this until... There was an occurrence.
So yesterday.
That apparently we trashed her on the air once really bad.
Right.
Right?
Oh. Which happens
And
sometimes.
I made fun of her, like, voice. Like, she sounds like she has smokes cigarettes.
Or cigars.
Phil, get a shot of Phil, because this is the face of Phil remembering all this.
The fact that he's ready to puke right now, he's laughing so hard.
Yeah. I think you had Bobby the Mailman impersonate her.
Right.
Is what happened.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. So
there was some kind of a voting thing, and I think the Chaz and AJ
show. Yeah, we were competing with her. It was down to two shows.
65% of the vote or something.
It was like NBC Connecticut, like radio best radio personality, and we were competing with them. And I let her have it.
You had scorched earth.
This was, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago. She clearly still remembers all of this.
Yeah,
I'm talking to her partner now, and she walks over and does one of these.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
Don't talk to him. Bad man.
Oh, no.
Bad man. His life was held today probably, too.
Yeah. And, you know, then guess who's competing against one another in the obstacle course?
Yep.
It's me against her. And now it's a girl, and I understand there's different physical capabilities.
There are coins on the line here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I don't care.
You burned her like a roast.
Smoked her.
You burned her like a roast.
Oh, my God. I was done with the whole thing before she was done with her push-ups.
Yep.
That's not
good. So you had to do 10 push-ups, do this obstacle course where you climb this thing, slide, jump through all this stuff, and then do 10 sit-ups. Then come back, tag your partner.
You were having a cigar and a cognac.
Yeah,
guys.
I was done,
and she was just finishing her push-ups.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
Yep. You were like, you actually driving down 91 at that point.
She comes all the way back. You're like, do we go? Did we start yet?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Still, it's still going?
Yeah. Where'd you go? Did you go get lunch?
Huh?
But no, it was great.
Yep.
National Guard, great.
It was, yep.
Yeah.
Great people. Couldn't be nicer. More accommodating.
I'm really into them now.
Yes. And what a great place the armory is. Love it.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
I was just happy that I was able to compete. And then I competed so well, and I haven't been in my top physical condition
in
6 or 7 years. Oh, it was inspiring.
Good. You're on the road. As Ashley pops down another cupcake.
By the way, has anyone else been offered a cupcake
not
in this
at all,
room?
No.
Okay.
She did say cupcakes.
That's all she said.
Which one are you eating, vanilla or chocolate?
Swallow that.
Yeah, you should talk when you have a full mouth of cupcake.
I got places to go. I want sprinkles in my hair.
Describe the taste to us.
It's vanilla.
Well, I got such a look from her.
Right?
You have to use all of your words. This is radio.
Here you go. You want some cupcakes?
You want some cupcake?
Take all the vanilla ones. You can't have
them. What's the chocolate ones? They taste like poop.
Yeah, they're not good.
You try one.
I'm good, thank you. Now, if you saw my performance yesterday at this National Guard challenge.
Okay.
Do it.
Well, it is vacation time.
You're on vacation now.
I was just talking about being inspired to get back into shape.
Well, then she inspired to have a cupcake.
You just did 22 pull-ups yesterday. You deserve one tiny cupcake.
Exactly, yeah. Right. It's good cardio.
I picked it out because it had the most frosting.
And I chose,
it was just sitting here.
And I chose chocolate.
Hi, I'm Ashley. Mispronunciation.
Don't kill yourself.
What about you, hoo?
Look at what I just did to this
microphone. Ew!
Totally gross.
I have to read later.
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty good.
I have such a sweet tooth. It's a problem.
Oh, me too.
Until it rides out, definitely. Yep.
Huge.
Mm. Huge.
What are you doing on vacation, AJ?
Well, I begin my vacation by going to the Barrett Jackson Northeast Collector Car Auction over in Mohegan Sun.
Tonight?
He's leaving here and going right there.
Well, first I'll go in my truck.
Hotel AJ is all ready. Dodge Durango is all
Durango
cleaned
is
up.
Ready. Yeah, I cleaned it up. I washed it. I cleaned
changed
it.
The sheets.
I called it up. I kicked three spiders out and everything, so I'm all set there.
Wipe down the TV remote.
I filled it up. I just got to make sure. I just got to check the oil level and the water and the transmission fluid. Make sure I got, you know, no problem.
You got to check the transmission fluid in your hotel room.
It's a 21-year-old truck, so.
Yeah.
So and then I'll be there, and then Saturday, I'll be doing a little live broadcast with Adam Ferrar, comedian Adam Ferrar. Got me the tickets and the passes.
Yeah.
So I'll be with him, and then Sunday, the Summer Nights Berlin Fairgrounds Car Show.
Wow.
Going on, and Wayne Carini and myself, Wayne Carini from Chasing Classic Cars on Motor Trend Television, and myself will be the judges for that on Sunday. And then Monday, we'll look at some trucks. After
that sounds like you're doing stuff you would do if you weren't on vacation.
True. Exactly. Well, that's my happy place. For me,
right.
Vacation.
If you're around cars and car guys and girls, then you're in your happy place.
For me, vacation means not getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
It's going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
The prepping, You know, my thing is the emails, all the fucking emails.
Yeah, it's been on your side for a while. It's a lot.
You know, I just feel like I have to respond to every single one of them.
But I don't want to be rude here. What are you doing your vacation?
Oh, well, that's not being rude talking because I asked you about your vacation.
Yes, but I prattled on. Now it's your turn.
I'm doing the opposite of you. So I go to the project house, 25 acres,
nice.
On a pond.
It's Ponderosa.
Beautiful.
And, you know, I'm surrounded by birds, and I have two beavers in my pond.
Nice.
And deer come walking through.
Cue the deer. Cue the deer.
Saw a bear on the property, coyotes. It's awesome.
Right.
And, like, when I'm in the woods, I'm in my happy place. So
gotcha.
I'll be working with a chainsaw and...
Chainsaw.
My goal on vacation... is to
cut down everything,
cut a path around the perimeter of the property so I can take one of those, you know, a Ranger. You know what a UTV is?
Yeah.
It's like an ATV. It's like a quad, but it has seats. So you sit in it instead of on it.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's like a cart, but it's all wheel drive. And so I want to be able to take people around the property.
Nice. Cool. That sounds cool.
So that's my goal.
How much ahead? Just kidding.
What's that?
How much ahead?
Yeah, right.
$5 tour? No.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Because you're working in the woods and because I love you and because you have a tendency to have, please wear some kind of repellent so you don't get Lyme disease again.
I was just thinking that. I got to be honest. It was the first thing that popped into my head.
Yeah, I'm like, I've had Lyme disease four times.
Apparently, ticks find you tasty.
Yeah.
That's all the cupcakes eat.
That's right. Yeah. Those ticks have sweet tooth.
Apparently, they do. They have chest tooth.
I bought 2 cans of off yesterday.
Good. So get some strong, like, fuck off.
That would be.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
The bigger can.
Fuck off.
I'm surprised AJ hasn't like bought a can of that and just spray us with it like every day.
Yeah.
Because I love you guys.
Five seconds into the list.
People.
I would never spray you guys.
You know what though?
In my mind, I say things.
Brilliant marketing. You have it on the same shelf. Like here's off in like the little tiny plastic spray bottle.
Next to it.
Here's this one in the giant aluminum can. F off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the New York City version.
I love it. Yeah. And then Jennifer's going to ride a horse. It's been on her list of things to do.
Nice.
So we're going to
Has she never done it?
She'll have
never
a lesson first,
never
right?
Never been on a horse.
She'll have a lesson
so
first,
we've
right?
been talking about it. Yeah. So it's going to be a lesson.
So we'll keep safe.
Yeah, I think it'd be more fun to just go out into a field and jump on a random horse, but she didn't want to do it. So we're going to go to, it's called Black Horse Farm in Bethany. It's run by a veteran who...
I think we've talked to these guys.
Oh, they do the thing with the veterans where they have
Black
like
Horse Heroes.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, they would do that event in the hangar.
Yes.
That's where I won the bid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Perfect. That's where I won that bid to get to take the airplane ride around Manhattan.
Right.
And it turned out the airplane was a fucking lawnmower with two wings. Like, we're getting in this on a windy day. Anyway.
Wait till you see what the horse looks like.
Yeah.
That's a dog with a tail attached. It's actually a dachshund.
I should have Brad get a thoroughbred like that's really hot and jumpy.
Oh, no.
And bring Jennifer out and say, that's your horse, just to like psych her out.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you know horses?
And then watch her puke?
Yeah. So in my other life, I was married to someone who loved horses. So we had two horses. One was a Morgan, which they're awesome. You can could put a grenade next to one and they won't run.
Wow.
And then the second one was a thoroughbred. And those are hot. They and that's why they race them, because they have so much energy.
Really?
Yeah. And so I told her, you don't want to ride a thoroughbred.
No, you do not. Time. No,
yeah,
no.
It's heavily medicated.
Exactly.
I'm surprised that Miss Disney Princess over here has never been on a horse.
She had My Little Pony.
I feel like when you go on vacation, that'd be like, oh, I want to do the horseback ride on the beach.
Right. Because
I feel like you're the one that suckers into that.
I want to dress up as a Disney character
because
a horse, and we'll put the little unicorn thing on its head.
Yeah.
And
I've
we'll
been
spray
on
paint
a
it
pony
rainbow colors.
At a birthday party when I was like under
when, like last
10.
Year?
No, when I was little. And I remember like it was 2 feet away and the person was going around like this with a rope. So I've never actually been on a horse.
Oh, we have to do that here.
All
right. If you're watching and you know someone who could bring a pony here to the park.
Pony
lot.
Rides.
Stop
we're putting,
it.
Pony
we're
rides.
Putting Ashley on a pony.
We're gonna feed the horse cupcakes before Ashley gets on.
And speaking
is
of that,
is there glitter?
Did you?
I was kidding.
Did you recently see a naked man this week? Didn't you see, like,
almost naked.
In his underwear?
He was running on Route 10. He had, like, little teeny camo boxer briefs on, like, blonde. And he was running at full speed, bare feet, down 112 in Shelton.
You know what that means? It means someone came home early.
And it took me a second to figure that out when he said that. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
No shoes and underwear running down the street. Do the
just math. Just underwear.
Exactly.
And fast. Not like a jog.
No. Like, no, he was booking like it.
Someone might be armed chasing after me.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I need to get out of here as fast as possible.
Yeah. He came home early and I'm running.
I almost slowed down to kind of see where he was going. But
where's 112? Yeah. It sounds like that description.
It's by Sikorsky.
112?
Yes.
You mean 110?
Yes.
Okay. The one that runs right in front of Shelton?
Yes.
Right in front of Sikorsky?
Yes.
Yeah, so that runs through Stratford into Shelton, 110.
Someone lost a bet, one of the two.
Oh!
No! Yeah.
There was definitely a sense of urgency, I feel.
Yeah, but if you're running in your camo underwears, and maybe,
If they're barefoot.
Was he in good shape?
Yes.
So you've played this back in your mind in slow motion? Blonde hair.
Right. That was why she wanted to slow down the car.
And no, I was just saying, I need you need a running mate? Hell no, I don't run.
I run to the store.
Is that your hoo-hoo?
Who's who? I can see your cupcakes.
Oh my God, I lost it. You're right. It's every morning at 8:20. I don't know why.
It was literally to the minute today.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yep.
I don't know why. I feel like I snapped back after the show.
Some kind of snaps is misfiring in there somewhere. Yep.
Yeah. No, me, it's the 9 o'clock hour where the sleep deprivation kicks in. I usually do a Red Bull around 9:10. Today I did it at 8.
It was early for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, jingles get it.
Well, it was yesterday. I'm a pattern person.
Like, yes.
Being my pattern, and as soon as I get knocked out of my pattern, I get all, like, you know,
the
sleepy
universe
and
is out.
Shit.
Yeah. Yep.
What else? Oh, did we already talk about this, or we talked about it before we went live?
What's that?
Cam is graduating.
Like, we talked about it before we went live.
Like, in, like, 15 minutes.
Right. Yeah. So, there's still time for the mess up.
Ooh.
There's still time.
I don't know. Her name's in a program. I think she's done at this point.
No, but if she like knocks over the pole and that pole hits a pole and the pole takes out a boat and the boat sinks.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know what? Good point.
This is Pam we're talking about. She's famous for odd things happening.
Yeah.
She passes out. She always passes out.
She does?
That's true.
She faints like a fainting goat.
Did she ever pass out like while you guys were
no but she had to give a presentation at her old high school and she passed out in the cafeteria.
They wheeled her out in a wheelchair. She passed out in a Donuts Delight.
She
muffin in hand. She never dropped the food.
Yeah,
she took out like a group of tables. When she woke up, she was still holding her food and drink. Like,
that's
she still
amazing.
Had her orange juice and her muffin.
Wow.
Yep. I'm telling you, there's still time.
She only needs like 1 or 2% of her brain power to hold on to food.
Why? Because she had a death grip. That's why her hand.
It's natural instinct.
Right, yeah, don't drop that. I could smash my head on the concrete, but we're not dropping these
things. So if she doesn't total the place, congratulations, Pam.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, congratulations. Really proud of her.
Yes, we are.
Having a conversation. It's funny, it just came up yesterday. I was getting my hair cut by someone who listens to the shows. Never had a haircut from her before. But she was like, so what happened to Megan? And I'm like, Megan Dollar, do you mean Pam? She's like, yes, Pam.
Oh, okay.
Because she says, I don't always listen in the morning. I'll catch bits and pieces depending on when I'm driving in. So I don't listen to every show every minute.
Well, haircuts, don't get up early.
And I said, I went through the story that, you know, this was something she dreamed about when she was 18. She was on vacation, saw Cape May, said, what's that? They said, that's the Coast Guard and this is what they do. And she was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And it was this dream. And then life happens, and the next thing you know, you're, you know, doing something different. You're in your 30s, and, you know, you're too old to do this.
You're in a room with me.
And then, right.
I inspired that.
Get bags thrown at her face.
Yeah.
Flip-flops. A flip-flop. I missed, though.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You throw things?
Not anymore.
Okay.
But what's funny is that she would have these dreams, and she talked about it on the air, where she would rescue people who drove off of a bridge. They'd be in the water. She'd be rescuing people in the water.
But okay, but you're making it sound like dreams, like she's asleep, home in bed, safe.
No.
She's driving
while
these are happening.
She daydreamed
what?
This.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a whole scenario.
That is an important detail I left out.
This is why all the cars are swerving off the road.
Right. She'd be driving, and then she would be driving near a bridge, and then she would visualize herself like someone driving down the embankment and her like going down and saving.
Yeah,
yeah, but you didn't picture the part where she drove them off the road, and that's why she had to say
that. What the hell are you doing?
In her mind, she's saving someone. Yeah, because you knocked him off the road.
Yeah.
But we love her.
Move your goddamn car, lady.
Yeah, but if that isn't like a calling, what the hell is?
Really? You know?
And she thought she aged out, and she went to Puerto Rico to help people in the hurricane.
To meet a Puerto Rican. Yep.
Yeah. And someone with a Coast Guard said, yeah, no, you can get a waiver. Then that started with, I'm going to do it on weekends and part like 1 weekend a month or whatever. And then she was like, well, I could join full time.
Yep.
And then here she is graduating today. So congratulations, awesome. Pam.
Congratulations.
Love you very much.
At first, she thought they said a wafer. So she said, yes, I'll take one.
A wafer?
A wafer.
Of course I'd
I'll
love
take,
a wafer.
I'll take a strawberry one. I'll take a vanilla one. I'll take a chocolate one.
Yeah.
Those were
today
good.
She'll be on stage at graduation.
With my wafer.
Where's my wafer? I did all this work for a wafer. I'm waiting
then
for my wafer.
Then she'll pass out, knock over the podium, which will hit a pole, which will sink a boat.
Right. And also, I've had a lot, like, in that same conversation, a girl, I should know her name. Because
just call her haircutter.
The haircutter. She was like, but that Ashley is really good. I'm like, yeah, I know. Ooh. We got very, very lucky. At the monthly meal, we were talking about that. Like, I was talking to two guys who still don't like your laugh, but
I know.
And they were honest about it, you know? And
yeah, they don't like it, yeah.
They were like, but man, you know, doesn't seem like you had any downtime. You know?
No.
We didn't.
No. Nope.
It was great.
Yep.
So
kept going.
Yeah.
Speaking of downtime,
Derek posted.
He's ready to go. He wants to go.
Derek posted in the Facebook chat, how do I bilk the mink out?
Yes. Right.
How do I bilk the mink out?
Right. Yeah, the Pam montage. And now we got to, you know, on vacation, if you have extra time.
Of course.
Start building the Ashley montage.
I don't like time off at
this
all.
This week alone, you got a bunch.
Yeah.
This week alone, you got a bunch.
3 o'clock every day.
Okay.
Yes. Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend.
Yes,
everybody.
You too.
Enjoy and,
everybody.
For me.
I do hate this part. So I like the idea of going on vacation. I work. Can't wait to go on vacation. Then I get to the point where it's like, well, you can walk out the door now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave. So someone's got to just shut me up.
See, I'm not walking. I'm running.
Right. All right. Have a great week. See you back here soon.
Love you.
Thank you.
Have
love
a good vacation.
Yeah. Mr. Pronunciation.
Right.